This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multipurpose Ken Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar floating solar project and performed Bhumi Pujan of 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans. Mr. Modi released a stamp and coin in memory of late Vajpayee. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "Good governance is the identity of BJP governments." Sharing memories of former Prime Minister Vajpayee, Mr. Modi said, "Atalji has always been a source of inspiration for good governance and good service." Appreciating the role of Baba Saheb Ambedkar, the Prime Minister said, "Dr. Ambedkar's vision and farsightedness have contributed significantly to strengthening India's water resources, water management, and dam construction." Referring to the government's efforts to promote tourism in the country, Mr. Modi assured that the central government is constantly making efforts to increase facilities for all tourists from the country and abroad. Ken Betwa National River Linking Project will provide irrigation facilities in more than 8 lakh hectares of area. More than 7 lakh farmer families of 2,000 villages in 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh will also be benefited. The project will also provide drinking water facility to 44 lakh people of 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh. This project will generate 103 megawatts of hydropower and 27 megawatts of solar power. The project will also provide irrigation facilities in more than 2.51 lakh hectares and drinking water facility to 21 lakh population of Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister said the project will improve the condition of groundwater level in drought-prone Bundelkhand region, promote industrialization, increase investment and tourism, and provide employment opportunities. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperative societies and dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation. Mr. Shah also distributed registration certificates, rupee Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies at a function in New Delhi. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the Modi government is giving new strength to the rural economy by promoting cooperatives. He said government will set up 2 lakh primary agricultural credit societies PACs much ahead of the target of 5 years. He said, through these initiatives, farmers' produce will easily reach the global market. The minister said the government has made PACs multidimensional and linked them with storage, gas and fertilizer distribution. In Uttarakhand, 4 people lost their lives after a state transport corporation bus fell into a deep gorge in Bhimtal in Nainital district. According to police, the bus carrying 28 people was going from Pithoragarh to Haldwani. All the 24 injured passengers, including 21 seriously injured, have been admitted to different hospitals. Relief and rescue operations have been completed at the spot. In Kazakhstan, dozens of people were killed today after a passenger plane crashed with about 70 people on board. Authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, say there were at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 caught fire as it attempted to make an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktau. The plane was en route to Grozny in Russia, but it was diverted due to fog. Reports from Russian media say the aircraft collided with a flock of birds before crashing, but this has not yet been confirmed. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses with a Christmas tree, illuminated star, holy wreaths, and exchange gifts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the nation on the occasion of Christmas. In cricket, India will take on Australia in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.